www.ecom.com and click on Events Guide.
Now a lovely little showbiz introduction for every showbiz guy, really, I suppose. Yeah, he is. He's a fantastic singer-songwriter from Witham. I've seen him a few times. I sound like some sort of stalker, but I'm not. It's just because we go along to the same events. This is sounding terrible. It's Johnny Mack. You do check out the website while we're online. It's all the W's, johnnymack.co.uk. It's a fantastic website. He is a singer, a songwriter. He's also a tribute act for Michael Bublé, Gary Barlow, Ollie Mears as well. So this guy is really, really good. Thank you for being here.
That's quite all right.
And I must say, the website that you've got, I'm just very jealous, and it's fabulous.
No, so it's all right. It took a bit of work, but we've got there.
And who's looked after it for you?
A friend of mine called Darren Harker, who's on the website, and we've got another lady called Adele Bovington that does a website as well.
Yeah, so it's how people who sing should have their websites, because you've got some fantastic videos on there. They look amazing.
Cost a lot of money.
Yeah, but you said it was worth getting them done because it's got you so much work.
It's just an investment. I think if you want to sound and look professional, people look at that straight away rather than phone footage and whatever. So it's nice. Yeah, I enjoy doing it, and I love a camera.
Going right the way back to when you were a kid, when did you first sort of realise you can sing, or when did you get the sort of music bug?
Probably when I was younger. I'd say about 5 or 6. Really sad now. I used to listen to Shaking Stevens, who's quite a big influence on me when I was a kid, and I used to do all the dance moves, and we'd go to shows and I'd sit on the drums with the drummers and play the guitars and really sort of get into it. And
yeah,
I just followed music from then, went through there into sort of the soul sort of side of things, Luther Vandross, Alexander O'Neill, it sort of stuck. But then my dad was always a Sinatra fan, Dean Martin, Nat King Cole's one of my idols, so it's quite nice to sort of sing that sort of music and bring it back now in the style I'm writing at the minute. So it's,
and was your parents musical as well, or were you just the only musical one in the family?
Just me. No, just my dad sings. My dad has sung before in the past, and he wished he'd done it when he was younger. But
did he stop doing it because he had a family to look after and it just wasn't something he did back then?
No, he just played a lot of football instead.
He can't really sing and play football.
He couldn't play football, and he chose football because he was better at that. But no, he still sings. He comes out to gigs now, and if people have seen my dad, Peter, he'll always get up at the end of the night and do a song for everybody.
Do you ever duet with your dad?
We've done a few, yeah. A few Unchained Melody, and he likes doing the Boyzone ones and things like that. So yeah. Very sad, but yeah.
Does he stand up at the end? Because they always stand up, don't they, Boyzone? They start off sitting on a stool and they get up towards the end bit.
If he sits down, he won't get back up. So he'll keep him standing.
You've been writing your own original material.
That come about towards the end of last year. I was just talking to a few friends. I've been working with an amazing vocal coach, Sheen Duran, who's based in Romford. It sort of pushed me to another level where we sort of spoke about writing, and I found a company called Chart House Music, which are in London, Lawrence Hobbs and his team. I went to see them, had a nice chat, and we got on really well, so we sort of agreed to work with each other for a year, see how we go, and started writing. So they've done some fantastic stuff. I mean, the debut single was, a lot of his work, but a bit of input from myself, and he says you still have to perform it to make it a single. It is, so it's nice to get up there and do that.
Yeah. And what did your friends and family think when you say this is something that I've done?
It's weird. It's been on the radio a couple of times, and you get quite emotional when you hear it. It's like, oh, that's me. It's not me singing Michael Bublé, me singing Barry Barlow. It's me singing something that. Oh. But then we've spoke to a few friends and went to a barbecue the weekend, and everyone's like, oh, my kids sing your song, and my friends sing it. It sticks in their head, and the idea when it was written was that whether you like it or not, the hook in it just sticks and you just can't get it out of your head, so it's doing its job.
With your voice, because you actually do Michael Bublé tribute.
Bublé, yeah.
Don't do that. Make me go all unnecessary. Michael Bublé and also Gary Barlow, Ollie Mears.
Yeah.
Do you find that is your voice an amalgamation of all those voices, or is your voice, when you started singing original stuff, was it kind of, what do I do?
It wasn't. I mean, where I worked with Sheen for a couple of years, I went to her because I wanted to find out what I actually sounded like. Because she was always imitating another voice. And we sort of come to this conclusion. Yes, this is your area, this is your area we're going to sing, and it's more swing and soul. So the voice is maturing again, so we need to sort of stay, same as all the older singers do, they change their style a bit as they get older. But no, the Ollie Mears, it's coming away from that a bit now because I can't get as high as I used to, but but the Gary Barlow and the Michael Bublé, it's quite comfortable, and this is why we've sort of written this new stuff around that style of music, because the housewives like it, the mums like it, the nans like it.
The housewives.
Yes, my wife loves it.
I don't know that people are called housewives anymore. I think because they do, it's like a housewife. When you say housewife, though, I have to stick up for women here, because raising a child is probably the hardest job. I'd rather go out 9 to 5. I mean, I haven't got any children, but
My wife works in Chelmsford. She works at Solicitors, and she works three days a week from home, two in the office, and I have my son, he's only 2, my daughter's 9, but having him, and I said to her when I get home, people say it's easy, it's not.
No.
How a woman does what they do,
See, now she's going to be really pleased.
No,
she
can. Tara, you can hear this now. So, hello, Charlie. My Charlie Chops is listening as well.
Oh, so he's called Charlie. Now, it's children. Are they talent? Are they getting the music? Have you forced them to be
Caitlin,
musical?
My daughter's learning guitar at a minute.
But even if she doesn't want to,
no,
but she's
going to learn.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the free band option. Where I can just bag of Harry Bows, Charlie on drums, and Caitlin on guitar. So it's what we're looking to do. So she likes music. Charlie's quite funny because when I do my warm ups before I go out for a show, he'll mimic me from downstairs and. His range of scale, how he picks it out as a 2-year-old, blimey,
yeah,
he's actually spot on. But he doesn't. We don't pay much attention to it, really. We just sort of let him get on with it, and it's a big game to him. He loves it, so it's weird for them to see Dad up on stage and they're sitting there and watching us.
Do they run up to you when you're on stage, or you have to?
Not really.
That's the housewives
Caitlin,
doing that, by the sounds of it.
It's the housewives' choice. That's what I say. No, that's what we call this. The housewives' choice. No, it was. My daughter used to enjoy it. We go and do a lot of holiday parks, the Havens, Pontins, and she likes it because she gets to meet all the characters backstage. So they get the few perks of the job you get, you know. But she doesn't like getting up on the stage.
Because when you do shows like this, I think people, how much work you have to put in, especially when you're at your sort of level, it's all right turning up with the guitar, and that's fine, or turning up with your keyboard. But when you're actually doing a tribute night, you've got to get your lights down, you've got to make sure you're all done up for the part.
Yes.
So it is like a real production,
it's difficult,
isn't it?
Yeah, because people don't see that. So, you know, you've been a musician yourself and going out, when they sort of say, oh, how much do you want? You're giving your figure. Well, that's a bit steep. You think, well, hang on, I'm not just singing for a couple of hours. Yeah. I'm leaving home to do a 3-hour drive there, an hour, 2-hour set up gig, and then the same coming home. So it's a 12-hour day. And a lot of the effort you put in for learning the songs and trying to mimic the artist you're doing, it's quite hard when you do a couple of tributes because you forget who you are sometimes, and you'll go and do a Gary Barlow mannerism halfway through a Michael Bublé set. But
who is your favourite out of the ones that you
Michael
do?
Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
He's a different class. He's a different class, and it'd be an ideal dream to sing with him one day on stage. So if you're listening, Michael Bublé, somewhere around the world,
you should be. I do stalk him a bit sometimes.
Please call me.
And call me first as well. I'll arrange it for you. Just while we get that. Now, we are going to play a track. We're going to play your original track.
Yes.
Which is called Down to the River. Yeah. You've already said this is the one that you've just recently released.
Yep, it's been out about 3-4 weeks now. Yeah, about 3-4 weeks. And I work with a company called Team Midas, and Dean Maynard, obviously, he does a lot with the TV people. So.
Isn't he like the Gary Barlow? Isn't he like the Simon Cowell of Essex?
Yeah,
well, he liked that title.
Yeah, he finds a lot of talent. He puts it out there and he gives you a good name. And, you know, it's him that's got me some nice gigs coming up and put me in front of some nice people. So you never know. Things, watch this space. Things might change this year. We never know. So
have you got something you can't tell us?
Crime Watch.
No. Is it? I like it when people say that.
We're not sure yet.
What have you got through? It's got. Now, is it going to be Britain's Got Talent? Is it the X Factor? Is it The Voice? You can't tell us, can you?
I have no idea yet. I've been sort of told to not say too much, but no, it's been done, and we're just waiting to hear. So you never know.
I don't even know what show. I don't even know what show you're going to be on. This is too
Strictly
exciting.
Strictly Come Dancing.
I'd love to do that show. Would you like to do that?
Have you seen me dance? That's what I do a Michael Bublé impersonation.
Well, he does a bit of movement, he does a bit of shimmying, doesn't he?
He's got the wooden leg going. You know, that's the wooden leg movement, as we call it. It's just quite easy to mimic.
I think anything about Michael Bublé is absolutely fine. Now, Johnny Mac, if you want to find out more, it's all the W's, johnnymac.co.uk, and we'll give out Twitter as well. But this is part one of the interview, and here is Down to the River. This is the original song, been written by Johnny Mac and
Lawrence Hobbs. Exciting.
I fell in love with a girl, wasn't you? Down to the river in search of the truth. If you dance with the devil, you know you're gonna lose. Don't think that I'm such a fool. Down to the river, down to the river, down to the river of love. Down to the river, got nothing in my pocket. Ain't got jack, oh Lord, I gotta stop it. I finally found myself, I'm free. Down to the river of love. Down.